Chazara today is Daf Chof Amar Aleph. We are by the Mishnah already, seven lines down. Every day, this is not Yom Kippur, but this is all every day, all year long. When were they Torimus and Mizbeach? They would go on and take a shovel of ash off the Mizbeach and put it on the eastern side of the Kevish, the ramp. Bekriyas HaGever, at the calling of the Gever, we'll see in today's Amud and Chaf Amabez what the Gever is. Oy Somachloy, or near that time, being Lefona, being Lachar, a little before, a little after, Namak, but sometime around there. They would already do it from Chatzois, is when they would already do this start, or they could have, and they would have started do the Chumas Adesha. Over a Golem and Yom Toivim, Meashmur Arishana, they go back even a little bit earlier to the end of the first watch, or the night is broken up into three Ashmuras, three watches, and so one third of the way into the night, that's when they would do it. For the Hoysa Kriyas Agever Magas, Anshahoysa Azorah Melayim Yisrael, and Yom Toivim, before Kriyas Agever, by the time they got to the Kriyas Agever, the Azorah was already full and packed with Yidin, who were there with the Karbonis, waiting to Yimakir the Karbonis, first thing in the morning, as soon as they can, after the Karbon Tomim was brought. Tanan Hossam, the Mishnah in Zvachim says, Evorim Shepoku Me'agabi HaMizbeach, Evar, that they're on the Mizbeach, burning overnight, or the Haktorah happened at nighttime, and a piece, a limb, an Evar, Sheyesh Beimamish, it still had something there, it popped off, it jumped off the Mizbeach. Koidim Chatzos, it was before midnight, Yachzir, you have to put it back on the Mizbeach, it's still not, you know, Mu'ukul, it's not totally considered destroyed and consumed. Umayilim Behemah, therefore, there still is an Isser Me'ilah, since there still is a Mitzvah, it's still Kodshe Hashem. It has to go back on the Mizbeach. Therefore, there is an Isser Me'ilah. But La'achah Chatzos, it was after Chatzos, after midnight, that's when this Eivor popped off the Mizbeach. Then La'achzer, it's already considered fully consumed, even though there still is a Mamish, you still see some meat, some whatever there. But if it burnt all the way until Chatzos, it's considered Me'ochol Lo Ya'achzer, you don't have to put it back on the Mizbeach. And therefore, there's no Isser Me'ilah, no Din Me'ilah, because it's not considered Kodshe Hashem anymore. But not immediately. Where do we know this from? How do we know that Chatzos is the line that burning until Chatzos is considered Mu'ukul, after Chatzos, whatever, that before Chatzos is not considered Mu'ukul, and after Chatzos is already considered Mu'ukul? Omer Rav answers, you know where we know it from? Pasuk, the same Pasuk, or two Pasukim next to each other. Kosim Echad Omer, one Pasuk says, Kol HaLayla V'Hiktir, where the Pasuk says, Savas Armas Bonav Lemur, Zoy Stoyas Oila Hi Oila, Moik, Amazbech Kolalila, Araboyker, so Ve'isha Mazbech Tukar Boy. So what happens? The whole night you're doing Haktara. So the whole night it's a Vehikter. The Kosovach Roimer, and the very next Pasuk says, Kolalila, Vehirim. The very next Pasuk says, Vehirim is Hadeshin, which is coming off of this Pasuk of Kolalila. So that means there's a mitzvah, one pasuk. The first pasuk seems to infer there's a mitzvah haktorah kol halayla. The second pasuk seems to infer there's a mitzvah heirim. It's already considered deshen. You can already remove, you can do the chumas hadeshen the whole night. So okay, and how do we reconcile this seeming contradiction? Chalkayu, split the night up. Chetzev la haktorah, half of it's for haktorah. The chetzev la haroma, half of it is for haroma. The first half is still considered the haktorah time. Until you hit Chatzos, unless it's fully deshen, fully burnt, it's not considered hukter, it's not mo'ochol. The second half of the night already it's considered deshen, and therefore you can do haroma. Most of Rav Kana asks from our Mishnah, what does our Mishnah say? V'chol yom every day, tar mesa mizbech, b'kriyas ha-gever, oy samach loy, b'im lefona, b'im l'achro. When would they do chumas ha-deshen? Around kriyas ha-gever. That's a morning, amud ha-shacha time. Uviyoyim Yakibur on Yom Kippur, they go back to Mechatzos from midnight, they would already do Chumas Hadeshen. Uviregalim on Yom Tovim, Yashmur HaRishayna, they would do already from Yashmur HaRishayna, one third into the night, that's before Chatzos, that's earlier than midnight. Turn to Chaf HaMaveis, V'yisog HaDayetuch Mechatzos D'Araisi, if you're telling me, based on this Pasuk of Chalkeyu, that it's from it's the Raisa, the Shir Chatzos is the Raisa. The Torah says it's the mitzvah of Deshen only starts from Chatzos and on. So then, Hechi Makdimino, how could it be that on Yom Tovim you go earlier? How could it be on Yom Tov? You go back to before Chatzos to Ashmur Rishonim. How could that be? Even like Rashi explains, we spoke this out yesterday. Even if the Deshen is Mu'uchel, even if you're going to take some of the ash, that's full ash. It's not Ivorim Yajish B'mamish. Still, the Pasuk says, the Mitzvah of Harama is only the second half of the night. Chokeyu is only the second half of the night. You can't do the Mitzvah of Chumas Adeshen earlier than that. So how could you be doing it by the Ashmur Rishonim? And for the Gemara, so the Gemara, Elo Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon learns that from a different car. Same pasuk. Mimashmesh and Emer Kol Halaylo. From the fact the pasuk says Kol Halaylo, the mitzvah haktorah is Kol Halaylo. Ein Adeshu Arabeiker doesn't the whole night mean until the morning. Ma'atam Aloy Me Arabeiker. So what does the pasuk mean Arabeiker until the morning? Tein Boiker LeBoiker Shalaylo. Give another morning to that morning, an earlier morning. Now what? There's an earlier morning that passes to do a Shumas Adeshim. From an earlier morning. The regular morning is Alois HaShachar. There's a Boiker LeBoiker, an earlier morning. And the Rashi explains this. Be'etzim, the Pasuk says, you're right. Haktorah is Kosher Kol HaLayla. And Deshen seemingly is Kosher Kol HaLayla. Now we know this Deshen has what a din of Boiker LeBoiker Shalayla. But the Pasuk's not clear. When is that? It's given over to the Chacham ready to be Mishayim. Hilkoch. V'cholyam, in a regular day. I'll speak out one part of the Gemara didn't speak out, but Rashi says, since there is no Zman on when this Boiker starts, therefore when it comes to the Evarim that's Poikim Me'agabi Mizbech, Chazal said, logically, it's, Rashi's Lashon was pretty strong on that, Rashi was, Al Korchach who Chatzos Laila, it must be Chatzos because the Torah didn't give a specific shear. But now, when it comes to how much earlier are you allowed to do that dash, and again, Be'etzem Iker, then you can do dash the whole night, right? So what? But Chazal used what we're Mishayer on what each night needs. Hilkoch v'chol yom in a regular day. Torah Nesam Mizbech v'kiras Agevro Yisomach Lebeim Lefanu Beim Laacharov. Sagi, that's enough. They do Shumas Adeshen by the Kriyas HaGever towards the morning, a little before, a little after. Well, that's all you need. Why go earlier? Where the Kohen Gadol is going to be weak, he's the one that has to do Avodah the whole day. So Avdina Mechatzos we allow and we do the Shumas Adeshen already earlier to like knock off, so to speak, one Avodah from the Kohen Gadol already earlier. Over a golem on Yom Tovim, to Nefishi Yisrael, there's so many in there. With Nefishi Karbonis, there's so many Karbonis, there's going to be so much ash on the Mizbeach. Then Avdina Me'ashmur Rishoyna, we allow you to start doing it from earlier, the Ashmur Rishoyna, Kedetonin Taimel, like you see the Mishnah follows up, and then the very next line of the Mishnah, you see, by the time it hit morning, the Azora was already jam-packed with Klal Yisrael. So many karbonos about to be brought, due to the Shumas Adeshen, we allow it to be done even earlier. Ad Kan Chazara.